好，
大家好。
Chinese Class 101.
Welcome to ChineseClass101.com. I'm David.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And we're here today with Intermediate Season 2 Lesson 1. Is it expensive to buy an apartment in China?
怎么在中国买房？
Right, which is actually really simple. You just need to spend a lot of money.
今天我们有两个朋友，他们在谈论怎么在中国买房子的问题。
Yes, and this is the start of our 7 lesson, Echo is depressed and writing dialogue series.
可能比七课还多。
Yeah.
据不完全统计是七课。
Okay, anyway, so we're going to get to the dialogue now. This is casual Chinese as always.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a listen.
你这个新郎官怎么垂头丧气的？
别提了，单位最近要裁人，我这儿又欠了一屁股债。
你怎么刚结婚就欠债了？
还不是为了买婚房，我父母把一辈子的积蓄都拿出来了，刚够首付。
你贷了多少钱？
200万，贷了30年，幸好用公积金还，利息还不算太高。可是我要是丢了工作……
你比我强多了，我连首付都凑不够，未来的丈母娘怎么也不答应把闺女嫁给我。
Once more, a bit slower.
你这个新郎官怎么垂头丧气的？
别提了，单位最近要裁人，我这儿又欠了一屁股债。
你怎么刚结婚就欠债了？
还不是为了买婚房，我父母把一辈子的积蓄都拿出来了，刚够首付。
你贷了多少钱？
200万，贷了30年，幸好用公积金还，利息还不算太高。可是我要是丢了工作……
你比我强多了，我连首付都凑不够，未来的丈母娘怎么也不答应把闺女嫁给我。
And now, with an English translation.
你这个新郎官怎么垂头丧气的？
Why are you so depressed for someone who's newly married?
别提了，单位最近要裁人，我这儿又欠了一屁股债。
Don't mention it. My company's downsizing, and I'm buried in debt.
你怎么刚结婚就欠债了？
How can you be in debt right after getting married?
还不是为了买婚房，我父母把一辈子的积蓄都拿出来了，刚够首付。
Well, you have to buy a new apartment. My parents spent all their savings on the down payment.
你贷了多少钱？
How much money did you borrow from the bank?
200万，贷了30年。幸好用公积金还，利息还不算太高。可是我要是丢了工作……
$2 million for 30 years. Fortunately, I can pay back using my company's housing fund.So the interest isn't too high. But if I lose my job...
你比我强多了，我连首付都凑不够，未来的丈母娘怎么也不答应把闺女嫁给我。
You're in a much better situation than I am. I can't even save up enough for the down payment. My future mother-in-law doesn't want to marry her daughter to me at all. Fortunately, it is not the mother-in-law's choice.China is slowly realizing this.
这倒是。
Yeah. That said, this is an insane situation in Beijing and Shanghai.
对，这个是，而且这个是一个非常真实的情况。
Yeah. And down payments are 33%.
没错。
Right?
就是全款的 30% 以上，差不多。
Right. So this is why Echo is so depressed.You can send her email.
因为我买不起房子。
Tell her you don't have an apartment either. Make her feel better.
No, 你可以说，可以说，好，我给你买一个。
Yeah. Do we have the word wishful thinking in this lesson? We do actually, we have a lot of relatively advanced words、mm-hmm. that are related to buying houses and getting married.
没错，如果你想在北京买房，在中国买房，很可能会用到这些词。
Yes. Impress the mother-in-law with them anyway.
新郎官
Groom
新郎官新郎官垂头丧气
Downhearted
垂头丧气垂头丧气裁人
To lay off staff
裁人裁人婚房
Apartment for newlyweds
婚房婚房积蓄
Savings
积蓄积蓄首付
Down payment
首付首付公积金
Company Housing Fund
公积金公积金利息
Interest
利息利息丈母娘
Mother-in-law
丈母娘丈母娘闺女
Daughter
闺女闺女
Let's take a closer look at some of these words and phrases. Echo, what's our first?
Okay, 第一个我想说的是裁人
To downsize
我们都知道解雇
Yeah, to lay off
对就是比如说公司把他解雇了、
yeah.
但是这个裁人和解雇有点区别解雇是解雇某一个人、裁人是整体的公司要把这个规模变小
Yes, so 解雇 is getting rid of a couple of bad apples 裁人 is getting rid of the department And that's pretty literal I think、some of the more difficult terms here are things like the apartment for newlyweds
婚房
Apartment for newlyweds
婚房婚姻的婚房子的房为了结婚买的房子婚房
Yeah, which is a real Chinese concept.
对
If you're getting married, you need to have an apartment.
没错
And this is, it's a real Chinese phenomenon. People who get married, you need to have an apartment.
对现在特别严重
Yeah,、and it's crazy because you need to pay a down payment of 33% legally, I think.
对而且现在基本上如果你想在北上广我们说北京上海广州、买一个就是一般的房子也差不多也有要有300万人民币
Yeah、
也就是50万美金
Yeah
对然后你想三分之一
Yeah you're spending you know you're putting down 180k
对所以一个20多岁30岁的年轻人自己根本就买不起
Yeah
一般都是他的父母把
Yes, so you get everyone in your family to chip in. That's the way people do it.、
这也是我们的下一个词，就是要把这些钱放到首付里。
Yes, the down payment.
首付。
It's literally first payment.
对。
Right?
首付。
Your first payment is 200K.
对，你的首付是20万。
Yes. And that's US.、the next word is also another Chinese concept.
公积金
Company Housing Fund
公积金我们也叫住房公积金
Yeah, so this is it's a standard benefit in bigger cities
好像现在全国都有但一般是好的公司才会有
So what is the Company Housing Fund?
这个就是说在你每个月的工资里看你每个月工资有多少然后13%你要拿出来就是你自己工资里面的13%你自己拿出来然后你的公司再拿出来同样多的钱、把他们都存在国家政府的一个账号里面
So it is a matching funds program
对
Out of your salary and you take 13% The company pays an extra 13%
对
And the government uses it to promote the purchasing of housing
没错
So again that's
住房公积金或者是公积金
It's one reason China's got a big bubble, because you're encouraging people to buy. You can also use this money to rent, though.
也可以，也可以，但是这种情况更麻烦一点。你需要开证明。
Yeah. Next word is the last word, word for daughter.
闺女。我们学过女儿，对吧？
Yes.
就是闺女呢，是一个更口语的，更北方的。
It's also a lot more literary.
Mm-hmm.
You'll run into it in works like Dream of the Red Chamber, classical Chinese.
对， so, 因为闺是闺阁、闺房，就是以前那种女孩。
Yeah, the fancy rooms where daughters would live, right?
对，就是没有出嫁的女孩住的地方，叫闺房、闺阁。所以闺女就是表示没有出嫁的女儿。
Yes, also delicate and lovely. It's a good word to use to describe someone.
对、yeah. 很有学问的这个是。
Okay, so once again, key vocab this lesson.
才人、婚房、首付、公积金、闺女。
And with that, let's get to our grammar point. It's grammar time!At the intermediate levels, we said the focus pushes away from, you know, simple grammar, which we know, and it goes a lot more towards kind of emotions and emphasis.
没错，一般是感情色彩或者是语言色彩这样的。
Yeah. So what we wanted to highlight in this lesson is this grammar pattern we've run into before, in slightly different contexts. Echo, what is this?
又
In earlier lessons, we've already covered this adverb.
又
We've taught it as meaning again.
嗯、而且一般是在过去时里比如说、
yeah.
他又去上海了
He went to Shanghai again
或者是我们又迟到了
Yeah, we were late again、In this lesson we see it being used in a different and more advanced way
没错单位最近要裁人我这儿又欠了一屁股债
The company is laying people off recently and I'm in debt
单位最近要裁人，我这儿又欠了一屁股债。我们这儿不是说这个人经常欠债，
yeah, 对吧 it's,
他不是一个什么赌鬼之类的。
Right, don't read it literally. It's not that he's always in debt and he's climbed out and then all of a sudden he's in debt again. What we're suggesting is there's something bad、and then making things even worse.
对，就是你无法想象，居然还能比现在的情况更糟糕。
Yeah.
然后你就是用又来强调这种更糟糕的情况。
Yeah. Not only is the company laying people off, but I also have to deal with this debt problem.
没错，我们给大家一些例子，比如说，我忙着炒菜，正着急呢，煤气又没了。
Right. So we're not saying that we're out of natural gas again, and this happens a lot.
对。
The meaning here is, I'm really busy, it's an emergency, I'm cooking really quickly.And what would you know, but on top of this?
对，煤气又没了。
Right. Another example that kind of points out the subtlety here.
公司的打印机不好使，现在网又掉了。
Literally, the company's printer isn't easy to use, and the network is down again.
公司的打印机不好使，现在网又掉了。
Right.But we're not really saying again.
这个我们不知道它的网是不是经常掉。在这个地方他说的是我本来想用打印机打印机不能用。结果呢网也没有
like,
也不能用。
Not only is the printer hard to use, but on top of this, the network is down.
对所以这个人就更加的郁闷。
Yeah. In our office, that would mean again.But in your office, you know, the network never goes down. You could still say this.
对如果你想说 again,你就不需要说前面的那个公司的打印机不好使，你直接可以说网又掉了。你说怎么办？
Yeah.
一天已经掉了八次了。
Yeah. But again, I mean, it's emotional. This is less of a grammar pattern and more of an emotional pattern that you're going to hear.
最后一个例子给大家听一下，这个有点长。上下班高峰的时候本来就难打车，今天又下起雨来了，更没戏了。
Let's break this up into bits. The first section is
上下班高峰的时候本来就难打车
Right, when going to or leaving work in rush hour, originally it's hard to get a cab at those times.
没错，今天又下起雨来了
Yes, 又 does not mean it's raining again today, or that it's rained in the past. It's meaning it's on top of this.
在这个情况下，结果还下雨了现在完全没有可能打到车了。
Right. Not only is it rush hour, but it's rush hour and it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
Cab drivers are fleeing the roads.
没错。
So, yeah, so it's a grammar pattern. It's a bit subtle, this usage. It's more emotional.
对，一般比较好辨认就是你可以看到有前面的一个小的情况，已经告诉你一个设置了一个情况。
Yeah.
现在情况已经很不好，然后后面什么什么又怎么样怎么样了。
Yeah, and people really do put that emphasis on it.
对对，这是经常用的。
Yeah. Okay, so that's our lesson for today. We hope you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
We have more depressing lessons reflecting Echo's attitude towards the housing market.
大家拭目以待吧。
Before we leave, as always, we should remind you, though, mm-hmm. if you haven't gotten your hands on our PDFs, do check them out.
没错，我们的 PDF 上有我们的生词，有我们的例句。
And the grammar point written down.
嗯，没错。所以如果你对今天的课还有一些不清楚的，别忘了用我们的 PDF.
Or write us an email, contact us at ChineseClass101.com.
嗯哼。
From Beijing, I'm David.
我是 Echo, 我们下次课再见吧。
拜拜。
你这个新郎官怎么垂头丧气的？
别提了，单位最近要裁人，我这儿又欠了一屁股债。
你怎么刚结婚就欠债了？
还不是为了买婚房，我父母把一辈子的积蓄都拿出来了，刚够首付。
你贷了多少钱？
200万，贷了30年，幸好用公积金还，利息还不算太高。可是我要是丢了工作……
你比我强多了，我连首付都凑不够，未来的丈母娘怎么也不答应把闺女嫁给我。